It has not been long enough that I forget the name of the podcast, but long enough where I can definitely tell you that I miss doing this. It's the Something Lit Podcast, and I am DJ Hunter. I'm going to take you back to September 2018 when I figured out how cool Anchor is. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool. I can do like a podcast and it's going to sound really awesome and people are going to love it. Did one episode and it completely went on the back burner. But I can tell you that the Something Lit Podcast and the back burner better get their last few minutes in together, because they're not going to be seeing very much of each other, because I am back. And I can most definitely tell you that I am back for real. I see all these really cool podcasts that exist, and they are most definitely the way of the future. And with that said, I am back with a vengeance and staying. From here on out, you will catch a new episode almost every week on an Anchor or a Spotify or an Apple Podcast or a Pocket Cast near you, because literally all I gotta do is publish the episode and Anchor pretty much does the rest of it. They are awesome for doing that. I gotta give them that. That's amazing. If you remember back to the first episode, I pretty much gave... I'm not going to do this to the extent that I did it on the first episode, because there's really no need of it. But I'm going to give you a little bit of exactly what I'm hoping to do. And it's essentially... I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to probably do audio experiments. I might do some interviews. There'll be some guest appearances, especially from a certain person who I think you guys are really going to like. And definitely, the first edition closed out with some audio that was recorded off my outside mics, which is pretty cool because you guys get to hear that and you guys are definitely going to hear a lot of it. So a whole bunch of that will happen, and I hope it's going to be awesome, and I know y'all are going to absolutely love it. Because the outside mics, that's usually going to go at the end. And essentially all that is where I set up my Olympus LS14 recording device, and it records some of the audio that happens outside of my house, which is pretty cool. You guys will remember back on the first edition of the show when I had treated y'all to some of that amazingness. And I know that ASMR is really big right now, so if based on some of the naturescapes that you hear on the outside mics, you know, if that is an ASMR trigger for you guys, then hey, cool, awesome. This week's show is definitely easing us back into things. As soon as I get done yakking, we're going to bring in a co-host. And that will be my good friend Ashley B. Her and I are going to be talking for quite a bit. She's really entertaining. She is really awesome. And if you think she's entertaining on the podcast, all I can say, imagine how it is and the awesomeness that it is for me being friends with her. That is amazing. It really is. So that should keep you going for quite a bit, and I really hope to be... I hope to have this on maybe the next episode or the one after it. But I was talking to my chiropractor about being on the show, and he definitely seemed interested. So in due time, you're going to hear an interview with a chiropractor about his job. And you might learn something about chiropractics that I didn't learn until I started going in there with my mom when she was getting treatments. And I didn't know that it was... And I'm definitely going to mention it in the interview because who knows? You guys could really benefit from it. All I can say is it has something to do with receiving treatments, even if you don't need them. And everybody said, dun, dun, dun. Even me. Even my sound effects machine that I have. That is not the right sound effect. This is the right sound effect. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, not too much has changed since the first episode of the show. Other than the fact that I am now in semester 2 of college, where I was in semester 1 on that September episode. I say this like this is going to be a monthly thing, but I'm actually thinking weekly. So either Saturday or Sunday, you're going to get a new episode from me, depending on how long it takes for Anchor to distribute out to the different platforms that they give me for this. And I have an iPad now, so definitely that's... I did not have it when I did the September, so that's kind of... I got it back on October 5th, 2018, so that's pretty cool. It's been getting a lot of use, a lot more use than it got before. I will give you that. You know what's up. I think that just about does it for the intro. Let's skate into the meat and potatoes, specifically the chicken nuggets and french fries of episode 2 of Something Lit with DJ Hunter. You know what's up. It is Something Lit, and I'm DJ Hunter, and as I stated in the introduction to this week's episode, I do have a guest now welcoming in Ashley B. Hey, Ash.
Hi.
How is it kicking?
It's kicking like a... I don't have something for that one.
I would say it's kicking like a bro, but that would just show some of like the brocabulary that I do.
Well,
when
I
I'm
mean,
not
you're
podcasting.
A bro, so that makes sense.
Yeah. So y'all would kind of be interested in probably how we're doing this, because as I've stated in this edition of the show and in the last one too, I have a little geeky, techie side. I essentially just have a whole bunch of things being piped into my mixer board, and we're recording this segment via FaceTime. How cool is that?
Pretty, pretty cool.
And I have it panned in such a way that... And I spent, and Ashley will tell you, I spent 10 minutes trying to get this right.
Yeah, I don't, I think he's finally settled on.
Yeah.
What he wants, but it's still not good.
Well, you don't know that for sure yet. You haven't actually heard the stereo feed yet. Until you hear the podcast after it's up everywhere.
Well, no, I meant like, it's still not good in terms of, I don't think it's completely where you...
Oh, yeah, I mean, I wish it could have been a little better, but it should essentially, if you're listening on earbuds or headphones, it should essentially sound like Ashley and I are on either side of you.
Yeah, what he said.
Whether it does or doesn't, I have no idea. It did.
That's up for them to decide.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, that's... If you think I'm just being a geek, then I'm just being a geek, and that's really all there is to it. But if it sounds like that, then I guess you've got... If you have your headset on correctly, you should have a me on your left and an Ashley on your right.
And then y'all fall in the middle.
Wow.
Hey, man, well, I'm on the roll today.
At least that would make them the center of attention, correct? I mean, that's... I think that's what a podcaster goes for, is like... any of that type of thing. Yeah. So, what is something that you would want any... either radio listener or podcast listener to know about you?
That's a good question. Probably that I have my own geeky side. And...
Maybe that's why you're friends with me.
Well, we're all geeks, right? Just in different ways.
Yeah.
And I am a music nerd. So, I do, like, I actually pay more attention to, like, underground artists, because not that I have a thing against, mainstream, but, I mean... Things get overplayed, so it's kind of like meh.
That is true.
I like to, you know, show love to people who might not be signed or are newer that people don't know about. So, like Hunter, I got him into somebody a week ago. So, yeah, that just goes to show you.
Actually, a lot of people. Who were you thinking?
I was mainly thinking of Sean.
Okay.
But yes, I have gotten you into a lot of people as of lately.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm just spreading the love that some of these people I found on my own, others, my friends introduced me to. So, yeah. Other than that, let's see. I'm weird. You'll think you know me on something, and then I just come and surprise you like a ninja.
That is so true.
Yep. Let's see. I eat weird combinations. I don't know. I'm a huge barbecue sauce fan. I'm probably telling listeners stuff they don't want to know, but hey. That's what a podcast is for, right?
That is precisely what a podcast is for.
So speaking of podcasts, I do listen to a few.
Do you listen to Something Lit with DJ... I'm just being funny. This is only the second edition.
The second edition.
Yep.
I listen to your Favorite Thing podcast with Wells and Brandy. And I listen to... Hope I Suck at Dating, which these are all logical podcasts that honestly, I think give me a real perspective on like life and how everyone else is screwed up just as much as the next person, no matter how old you are. So if you think you're lost in life, well, you're not alone. And then let's see, I'm from the Midwest, but I live in California now. So there's that. I like music, movies, shows. Let's see. Going out, getting lost, causing trouble, dancing.
Define causing trouble? Question mark?
I don't know. Finding whatever I can and exploring new places, getting lost. Trying new food. Oh yeah, by the way, rolled ice cream is the shiz.
Would you say world ice cream?
No, rolled ice cream.
Oh, so what's that?
So it's basically like, so if you've ever been to Cold Stone.
Yes.
Kind of like that, except, like, they take, like, the ice cream and then whatever you want and then they roll it. I don't know how to explain it, but I had it once and it was really, really good. Like, I think I got, like, Oreo and they, like, have, like, little rolly, chocolate things on top of it. And then it was all, like, rolled. So.
That sounds really good right now.
Really, yeah. And also, like, I thought that I knew what food was. No. You move out to the western part of the country. And, especially California. And you're like, oh my god, food is heaven. What am I missing? I've tried, like, real ramen. Pho.
What'd you say, pho?
Pho. It's like soup, but it's like, you can get different noodles, and then, like, they throw things in it that, I don't know, some of it might not be cooked all the way, I don't know.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. I do like some sushi. Now I'm just going off on random tangents.
I bet if they do literally throw stuff in there, they're like, pho. And then they just like...
Yeah, I mean, you can maybe become
I'm curious about something, though, if it's this well-known. And this is where we incorporate another one of my buddies into the show. Alexa, what's pho?
She probably won't know.
No, not fudge!
Yeah, that's my point. Actually... I don't know. People pronounce it pho. It's spelled like pho, but it's pho.
How do you spell it?
P-H-O.
Yeah, it's definitely pho. But if I ask her what pho is, she'll probably say it's a derivative of enemy or something.
Oh, and also, I forget this story, but the very first time I came out to San Francisco, I got to experience a completely deaf restaurant that was entertaining.
What was it like?
Well, luckily one of my friends kind of did sign language tactily, so she, like, signed back to the waitress that we had, but it's definitely, it was cool. Like, it's a small place, but it's really, really good.
Wow.
And if you don't, like, if you, because we walked in with canes, so they knew that we were, like, you know, blind or whatever. So, if they know that you can't see well, then what they'll do to get your attention is they'll tap you, and then typically, if you have vision or not, you just kind of, like, point in the general direction to what you want.
To, like, menu items? Yeah. That's cool.
But yeah, that was a thing. And, yeah, I know I'm going off on random tangents, but hey, that's how I do things. Plus, you know what? It's fun that way.
Yep.
Hunter knows, because Hunter does this all the time.
Hunter does this way too much.
Well, that's part of why we get along so well.
Yeah.
Because I don't think... Well, I don't think I've met somebody that we're a lot alike in a lot of ways. But we're also different, which I think is a good balance.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she's my buddy.
Yep. I'll show heels.
get that right for most definitely. I know you also, I don't know how much you want to tell them about this, but you have like one of those expect the unexpected kind of jobs.
Oh God, yeah. So, I'm not going to go into who I work for, but I got a job at the... So, last February, I had 2 interviews. The first one was for the state agency. The second one was for a nonprofit. And I went in with the attitude of, like, I like these people, like, people swear. What? That doesn't happen. And apparently, like, I thought I wasn't going to get it. And then, like, the interview itself was 45 minutes. And then I sent a letter right after I got home. And then I reached out 2 weeks after that. And they said they wanted to hire me. And the second interview I went on was actually for the Helen Keller National Resource Center. For those of you that don't know what that is. If you are blind and deaf, there is a resource out there in New York. It's a center for deaf-blind people, and you can get training on different stuff. There's centers all throughout the U.S. for blind and deaf people. But, so, I found a position here that's in Oakland, and... So they interviewed me, and I thought I was going to get it, but apparently I still haven't heard him. It's been over a year. So I'm still in contact with the dude, though, because he wants me to work with him. So, like, I just don't know if they're slow or what. But actually, I would have liked that position more because I would have paid more. And I could have, like, I know some sign language, but I could have, like, learned more and, like, yeah, just interacting with my people. Because that's something that working with the state, and I learned about this on Thursday too, was just like accessing the world through different disabilities and how much people tell us all the time, and I'm sure Hunter has gotten told this, like, you can't do certain things, and so it's breaking down barriers, and even like DOR, like, they'd say, oh, well, you can't do this because it's really competitive or whatever the case is. So Thursday I kind of just went, nope, not going to let that be a factor, because no matter if you're blind or whatever, like, dude, we all want to get into really visual fields. And so we just have to find ways to do that. And if that means, you know, breaking down ignorance, because that's what it all comes down to, then do it. Because we're capable of doing a lot more stuff.
Definitely.
And so I think people are just scared and need to, like, shut up.
Because they haven't seen it happen yet.
Well, like, so I'm glad I moved to California, because when I was in Michigan, I was struggling. Like, I got my degree in communications, and people were like, oh, communications is a blow-off. I'm like, no! It's actually really important, because now, how do people communicate through text and blah, blah, blah. And, like, so I'm like, no. No one knows how to communicate with each other anymore. And growing up, like, I played outside, like, I had friends, like, I actually interacted with people. And so now, people don't know how to do that, and I think it's really important to integrate that back into society, because a lot of it is societal bullcrap. And so yeah, I don't know, like, I think that a lot of what I've experienced since I moved out here is stuff that I want to bring on other people. Like, I've told Hunter some stuff, and I think when you get exposed to knowing that you're in a place that's like, oh my god, like, people who are just like me are, like, capable of getting jobs and blah, 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 and the resources are better, it makes a difference. Now, let's not forget though that I'm in one of the most expensive states in the country, and well, I hate it, but I wouldn't change these last 2 years for nothing. That doesn't mean that I'm also like looking at other states, because I realized how much I'm stressed out, and that now I'm falling into normal people status, which means that like I'm getting off of, you know, these things that I've been so fortunate to have, having disabilities and stuff. However, it's good to get off of it, because then you are just like everyone else. And that's, I think, what we need to realize, is that it doesn't matter what disability you have. We're all the same. And I think that's where people get lost. And it's like, so I got involved in contact improvisation, which is a dance form, and it's really, really fun. And so part of that is like getting matched with people who are typically your size. In my case, though, it's hard because I'm like really, really short. So finding somebody to match me is hard. It's challenging, but it's still really, really fun. And so one of the things I like about it is it's not set choreography. You can do whatever you want. And, but the cool thing about it is that there's people with all types of disabilities. So blind, low vision, in wheelchairs, autistic, all that kind of stuff. And what's cool and what I learned about on Thursday made me kind of think of Hunter in a little bit is that it's okay. Like there's, so everybody has different levels of disabilities, and if you do that, there are different ways to gauge those people. Like if you need, you know, what I call a cool down spot, but you know, if you're over stimulated, stuff like that, then those things are able to happen. I've worked with a ton of disabilities throughout the years, so that's why I think I'd be really, really good working with people in that field. I personally have always had a passion for like radio and music, and I have since I was little, and I think when I got to college, I let the fact of having a visual impairment kind of stop me. And so if there's something that I can convey to anybody listening out there, it's don't let your challenges define who you are, and don't let them stop you, because
amen.
Everybody has a message. It's getting it out there. And so that's why I think that I could go really far today. I was telling Hunter, like, he's got talent. Like, I've got talent. Like, we've all got talent. And for people that want to get into the same thing, just go for it. See what's out there. Yeah, you're going to get, you know, the haters, but that's what's going to push you and make you stronger. Also, believe in yourself. Other people can believe in you, but it starts with you. So that's what I want people to kind of take away from this. And I know I went off on random tangents, but just follow me, because it's
because everything is all right.
Yeah. Just roll with it. Hey, I've listened to so many different things that I'm just kind of like, eh, it's life.
Yep.
And that's what makes it fun. But yeah, so,
And she does have good...
What's up?
I was going to say, she does have good insights, peeps. So I definitely... I'm glad she's here with us today.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes I wonder about myself, but hey, we all do.
Yeah, what were you going to say before I started yakking about insights?
Oh, I was going to say...
Insights and peppermints?
I don't want to ruin a surprise, but, Hunter, I don't know how he wants to do this, but Hunter has something special in the works coming for you all At some point down the line.
I don't even know what you're referring to.
Yeah, okay. Just, you won't want to miss it.
I think I know what you're referring to, but I think I for the most part, I think I don't.
I think you...
She's springing this right on me, guys.
Directly.
Wait, does...
Saying it without saying it.
Does the word interview have anything to do with it? Okay, yeah, I think that... Yeah, that may happen. It's gonna be based on my radio broadcast, but I may feature parts of it on the podcast, because I have to be careful with a lot of music-based stuff, because we're featured on so many platforms, which is awesome. I wouldn't have that any other way, but I do gotta be careful as well. But yeah, she is right on that. I don't even know. I honestly didn't know what she was. She said that I was... She said that I had something planned, but I didn't even know what she was... Because we do have... I do have a lot of things I want to do with the podcast, including the that chiropractic series that I mentioned in the intro. But...
Ah, yes.
But yeah, that interview that she is referring to, definitely stay in tune for more details on that.
Just thought I'd throw that plug out there.
I appreciate that. That's somebody's gotta keep me in line over here.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, scattered me.
Nah, you're not the only one.
Yeah. So did you have any other things you wanted to say too? Or this is your time, and I'd be happy to let you do this anytime.
Oh, well, thanks. Can we make this a weekly thing?
I'm almost cool with that idea. It'll give me good practice panning, that's for sure.
Oh, you and your pans.
That just makes me think of whenever my mom makes brownies or something, and I will legit go and just, like, I will go straight out of the pan on the stove and just, like, eat, like, little tiny pieces of it.
Speaking of pans and brownies, I don't know about you, but, like, I like eating, like, raw cookie dough and, like...
Yes!
Leftover stuff. Like, that's so...
Yes!
So yummy.
Yes, oh my gosh. Ah, yeah. That... I actually had a tub of raw cookie dough in the refrigerator.
Oh, I hate you.
Let's see, I bought it on... I think I bought it on October 4th. And it was the expiration date was November 7th, so I think...
Did you eat it?
Well, yeah, like, I was... Just, like, a little bit of it, because, I mean, I don't... I just try not to have too much all at once.
Yeah, at that point, all bets are off. I'm just like, give me...
Well, I have a weird stomach, too. That's the other thing of it, too. Like...
Yeah.
But I would just have little bits of, like, sometimes my spoonfuls would be rather large, and I'm just like, okay, maybe if I either just don't have some tomorrow, or have, like, a little slice tomorrow, if I'm gonna have any tomorrow, then, but all bets are off for the previous day, then I have my, you know, usual medium size. But, yeah, the expiration date was, like, November 7th, and I think I finished it it had to be, like, a few days... Because, well, I had a dentist visit on November 5th, which is an anxiety trigger for me anyway. So I bet you on November either, like, 2nd or 3rd, I was just like, well, I don't want cavities anyway. I bet... Yeah. Although part of me thinks that I remember having some on November 6th. But, yeah. Because I do... associate a lot of events with the days they happened anyway, but...
Yeah, no, I don't know how you do that, but... It's like, well, so the panel I went to on Thursday, there were two deaf people, and of course there were like three interpreters, and this one guy, like, did his intro, and he was like saying how, like, talking about this yellow bus, right, and you know, like, we were going up, like, we got stuck on this, what I call the sped bus, special ed, and so... Like, but all these different people, like, have disabilities, and so I remember him, it stuck out to me, because I remember him saying, like, I used to think that we had superpowers. And I was like, yeah, like, I'll make jokes at work like I did yesterday, like, I have superpowers because I have really good hearing. But when one sense is, you know, compromised, your other senses make up for it.
Mm-hmm. And that is true. Like, people have tried to tell me that that's a myth.
No, it's not.
I don't know where they got that from.
Do people just think they like knowing what they're talking about and they have no idea? Mm-hmm. But yeah. Oh, and then going back to the cookie dough thing. So, in case none of you know, apparently, I don't know if this is happening right now, but Dairy Queen has a cookie dough and Oreo blizzard that is a thing.
I thought I heard something about that.
Yeah, because, like, cookie dough, Oreos.
That does sound pretty good. I would say that we should go there after the show, but that'd be kind of tough because I'm all the way over here and you're all the way over there.
So just get on your magic carpet, and we'll go.
That would be awesome.
I'll get on my Sabrina the Teenage Witch broom, and yeah.
Boom, there it is. I used to joke around with one friend about, like, teleporting to different...
Yeah, teleporting would be sweet.
Yep. Someday they will have that.
Just, if, like, time machines and, like, things were a thing, like, oh no, that's Doctor Who, never mind.
I was going to say, if any inventors are listening to this right now, I highly encourage you guys, and I pitch this idea, make the teleporter machine or the time machine a thing. Please.
Okay.
The host of the show wants to meet Ashley B. in person. And he wants to, like...
The co-host of the show wants to meet Hunter in person.
So, yeah, I petition you guys to do that so that that can actually happen, because you will be forever amazing if you do that, and you will gain so much respect from me.
Et moi.
Yeah, indeed. I always say, speaking of adventures, and this actually became a thing when I was in class, and we were doing a lot of, like, get-to-know-you stuff the first few weeks, and the instructor put a lot of questions on the board, and one of them one time was, if you were to have dinner with anyone from history, who would it be? And I actually said Thomas Edison, because, I mean, he and I, let's face it, could come up with probably some pretty good ideas, and...
Dude, he was... Okay, so... Imagine if he was still alive. Like, all the inventions, like, oh my god, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like this world would be flipped upside down.
Yeah.
Because technology is quickly advancing, guys.
That it most definitely is, and, yeah, if Thomas was still with us, let's just say it give a whole nother meaning to something lit with DJ Hunter.
Dude, if I get a self-driving car, Because apparently they're supposed to roll out, but I feel like...
Literally.
That's... Yeah.
Roll out of my garage.
Then I'm going to do a cross-country trip and drive my car all the way to Hunter.
Yeah, and then we'll actually be coming at you from the same... From the same studio.
But see, on the way back, though, I would have to take him with me because we go sightseeing.
Oh, yes, and then we'll be doing episodes from the car.
Yep, and live on location.
What does our friend Jamie say, from undisclosed location?
Yeah, exactly.
Although chances are we'd be in too much of an awesome area to have it be undisclosed, so it'd just be like, yeah, it's something lit with DJ Hunter and we're in DC or something like that. Then just go like interviewing people for the show. Like,
yep.
That's it right there. Like that's how it would be.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Any other things you wanted to say? I really need to apply some chapstick while you're doing that.
Okay. I don't know. If Hunter has any more questions.
Let's see. Oh, wow. Put me on the spot. I'll put you right back on it. What's the meaning of life?
What? Oh! How does that go? So, camp stories, right? They're always fun. Reminiscing. So, when I was a camper, there was this, like, thing that we would all do, like, and it's life, but I don't remember, like, all I remember is life. I don't remember the rest of it. And so that just made me think of it.
What do you think is the meaning of life, anyway?
Have fun. Young, wild, and free.
I like it. I think the meaning of life, we were all set on a path and a journey that has a set start and end time, but we don't know when either of them, well, we knew when the start was because we learn our birthdays, and the objective of it is to stay the busiest we can stay on that path. And sometimes it crosses with other people's paths. I made a big post, and it's actually about to come up in my Facebook memories. And...
Was it something you wrote?
Yeah. This was all me. This was not a copy-paste, button-pushing piece of stuff. Essentially, life is a group of Jeeps, and we are all driving different Jeeps along the path that we have set. Mm-hmm. Like, right now, doing this podcast, I'm driving the creativity Jeep. And the listeners are driving the entertainment Jeep, because... Although you potentially could have another Jeep that you're paying attention to. What if you're
they're also following the I guess what's the word I'm looking for? The exposure Jeep and the
I didn't think of that one.
Like growing a following Jeep.
That too, yeah. But you may also be like, you could be on the job right now while you are listening to us. In which case, you also gotta pay attention to the working Jeep. Or you could not... You could have had us on at night. And you're not even hearing any of this because you're in the sleep Jeep.
Yep. I like it. Life's like a bunch of Jeeps.
See, I gotta share that post when it comes back around, because I was kind of proud of myself when I came up with that. I spent like 30 minutes thinking of it, but like, and then it's, so, but and then that's the thing of it too, like, some Jeeps are on like bumpy trails and some are on smooth ones, like,
yep.
This was a cool idea of me to have Ashley on the podcast, so the Creativity Jeep is really on a smooth path right now. But the Wellness Jeep is, even just yesterday, it wasn't really, it was on a bit of a bumpy trail because my stomach was acting up. It's doing a little better today, as far as the recording day of this, which is, this is happening right on April 6th. Yeah. That Jeep was on a bit of a bumpy path, but that one's getting a little better. So sometimes that just happens, and it's just Jeeps and life in Jeeps. Life in pieces. I've never seen that one, actually. But
neither have I.
But yeah, that's a thing of it. I mean, I bet you never thought of it like that. But I guess then you could see it too.
No, but I like it because it's a different perspective.
Yeah, and then like sometimes, you know, sometimes other Jeeps break down, and then you have to like go with jumper cables and get them back in it. Like, let's say, for example, I gave, let's see, we did the bro show on Sunday night, which was a pre-record on March 31st, and I think that kind of gave your Creativity Jeep a bit of oomph, because you went on the next day and you did a little, like,
it did, yeah,
mini podcast.
And I was pretty proud because a couple weeks ago, and I've been wanting to do this for a while. I actually think listening to different podcasts and really, I have a lot of different influences in my life. And I know a lot of people. So experiences that I've had are ones that I've been really, really fortunate and really lucky. And so I hope that everybody is as lucky and as fortunate as I am, because and this is why I tell people all the time, no matter of like how old you are, what stage you're at in life, at the end of the day, like, we're all at the same, kind of, if I think about it now, like, no matter how old you are, we're all at the same stage in life. We're all trying to get the same end result. And so, like, you just have to figure it out and just go with it. And, from that, I've gotten, like, a lot of motivation, and I just don't have time right now, but I've gotten a lot of motivation, and I know I have the ability to do it. But I got an idea last Monday to do kind of a little, like, podcasting for...
I'd call it a mini pod.
Because she was going, because she was getting married, and so I was like, I don't know. And, like, I did it, and I was really, really proud that I did it. And then the next day, I hit up the person that I used their song, and I was like, hey, what did you think of it? And he gave me honest feedback. And then I realized, like, after that, I was like, okay, when I think about what I should be doing, it's not staying behind a desk for 8 hours a day and being bored. It's doing things that where I can, like, convey a message and have fun and meet people and create a following. I don't want fame. I've never wanted that. I want to come from it from a authentic standpoint, and I think that's what sets people apart, and that's why I gravitate more towards people like that, because it's just more real, and when you can be vulnerable and raw, I think that's where the big difference is. And I told Hunter today, I was like, you have a talent, you have a gift, you need to do something with that, because it'll take you far.
She did say that, and I appreciate that. I remember like it was today. I mean, hi. Oh, by the way, is that Ashley's mentoring Jeep I see in my headlights?
I don't know, but Hunter doesn't realize that he's also like kind of a influencer / I guess mentor for me, because he like gave me the keys. I just ran with them.
I guess what you're saying is I really did give that Jeep a little oomph, didn't I?
Yep.
Sweet. I like oomphing people's Jeeps. That is a sentence I never thought I would ever say in my life.
You'll say a lot of sentences.
Where the heck is this? Where the heck is this show going?
This show already like went all the way to Timbuktu.
Yeah. And I don't even know what Jeep.
Just a awesome random. That's all I got, Jeep.
Yeah, that's amazing. Just because I don't really want to overwhelm a lot of the, of the listeners on the comeback episode, I think I should probably bring this one to a close, and we will be back as soon as next week. Holy jumpin' Jesse.
Next week, guys.
Yeah. Next week. Ashley B., how have you liked your time on Something Lit with DJ Hunter on a Spotify and Anchor and Apple Podcasts and Pocket Casts and other podcasting platforms I've never even heard of?
It's been
lit?
Lit.
There you go.
It's been a lot of litness.
I hope, like I said, I hope next week I can be in a position where I can close out the show with an outside mic segment. ASMR fanatics out there, rejoice.
ASMR, dude, so I've been hearing a lot about it.
It's big right now, as I said in the intro.
I know, but like I've heard about it. I haven't actually like checked it out, but apparently it's like a huge thing.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Especially lately. So, like, we'll have it for the next, like, 5 years, and then it'll just probably
die.
Go with the next trend. But this one's been around for a while. I first heard about it in June, and it just took off from there. And then I was doing experiments with outside mics and stuff, and I'm just like, okay. And then I have friends that have outside mics, and I'm like, alright, I see that. I mean, this could be a big, major thing.
Yeah.
We should, Ashley, we should get you set up with a pair of outside mics. That'd be cool. It's all heck.
Well, I, like, want to get equipment. I want to build a home studio.
Yeah. Well, that would be, I mean, that would be pretty interesting. So, any other final thoughts before I start hitting buttons and posting this on Anchor, and so Anchor can do its distribution?
Is this like a thing now between you and I?
I hope so. Let's see what the listeners think.
All right, because next week, guys, You won't want to miss it. I just came up with an idea, and I'm not telling this one what it is. You'll just have to stay tuned about the rest of you. So, with that, I've been... Ash Izzy.
You've been what?
I've been Ash Dash Izzy.
Oh, there you go, right there. You know what's up. And I... Was that your sign-off?
Oh, yeah. I thought we were ending.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just wanted to make sure you were all clear before
we kinda need to, because, yeah.
Yep, I was just trying to make sure that you were all clear before I kind of brought things to the end here for this episode.
Give us likes and shares and things.
Thanks. Oh yes, add us to your Spotify collection, add us to your Apple Podcasts, add us whichever your favorite podcast player is. I might look into YouTube in the future, but that's a tough one. YouTube is hard.
Yeah, I'd stay away from YouTube.
Anyway, guys, I'm DJ Hunter. We'll be back on the next show. I'm bringing things to the end here for this one. Until the next time we speak, everybody, remember that those who dare to fail greatly can achieve greatly. And peace.
Later.